Hi, everybody. This is Coach Heather. I am waiting for everybody to come on in from the waiting room. This is your March 21st call on Loving the Process with Discovery Worksheets. I'm Coach Heather. I'm so nervous. I just want you guys to know. Use me as the example. I've been with No BS for a year. And, you know, I knew how to coach when I got hired, but doing these big Zoom calls was so new for me. And I've gotten better, just like we're going to talk about with Discovery Worksheets today. But I'm still nervous. And it's normal. You know why? Because I have a habit brain. And my habit brain thinks that when I come on Zoom to do a meeting style call, that I'm going to be chased by lions. All right. So you're noticing that you're all muted, and that's exactly how it's supposed to be. Hi, Ginger. All right. First, let's talk about the objective for the call. So by the time you leave here today, my objective is to make sure that you understand the purpose and the value of Discovery Worksheets, that you understand why we use them as a key player in weight loss. It's probably the key worksheet in your weight loss. When to use them, how to use them to get results for your weight loss or your weight maintenance. Okay. My challenge to you is to commit to doing at least one discovery worksheet over the coming week after this call. The deep dive divas may want to do one a day, whether you overeat or not, just to get practice with using them. Okay. First, some Zoom housekeeping. This is a meeting style call. It's being recorded. It's going to run approximately 1 hour. I want you all to make sure that your chat, look down at your chat right now. Make sure, see the little blue rectangle? Make sure it says everyone. If you send a direct message to someone, you have to send it, set it back to everyone so we can all see your chat messages. Today in the chat, we have the amazing Coach Christy moderating. She's helping me out. She can help you with tech or answer any questions you have. She's going to type in all caps so you can see her comments. So nobody else typing in caps except Coach Christy, please. Okay, make sure you have your water. I'm going to take a sip right now because I have dry mouth because I'm being chased by lions. All right, let's make this fun, y'all. This is our evening call. Make sure you have your water. Make sure you have your planner. Make sure you have your journal if you're a journaling girl. I'm going to give you a journal prompt in a little bit. All right, before we do that, let's check your camera settings. Some of you all forget that you're on camera. So look down there and make sure you're not going to use the bathroom if your camera's on. Okay, so just take a moment and check right now. All right, it's down on the bottom. Check your chat. Drop an emoji in the chat confirming your setup and ready to go. Okay. Or thumbs up or just a heck yes. Okay. I'm going to introduce myself. I have been, like I said, with No BS for a year. I graduated about a year ago from Corinne's No BS Advanced Certification Coaching Program. With No BS, I was able to reverse my insulin resistance and my fatty liver. I no longer have insulin resistance or fatty liver. I've lost 20 pounds and kept it off. I lost 20 pounds. It took me 2 years. So I, you know, my weight loss was very slow and very steady. I work with members primarily in the one-on-one coaching program here at No BS. If you're interested, just click on Get Coached and the main menu and learn all about it. I work with currently 32 amazing women every week on their weight loss. Okay, so We're right on time. Let's do some announcements and like what we're doing here today. So March, the focus for the members has been twofold. We have a bunch of newbies. If you're new, your focus has been to finish the No BS weight loss course. Okay. If you are an established member, as a membership, we're going through the self-love, self-paced workshop. And Corinne is teaching on a concept we're calling loving the process. So we don't want weight loss to, you know, be a slog. We want you to really focus on creating a weight loss. I got to admit some people from the waiting room. Sorry. Let's see what's happening here. We've got more people. Let me, I'm sorry. I forgot to stop the waiting room. So we've got more people coming in. Okay. My bad. Sorry, people. I forgot to disable the waiting room. So we've got a bunch more people coming in now. Okay. Quick recap. I'm Coach Heather. We are talking about discovery worksheets. Make sure that your camera is on or off as you like. Check the setting, please. I was just introducing myself. I've been with No BS for a year, and we are now talking about the member focus for March, which is the self-love, self-paced workshop, and the concept of loving the process of weight loss. Newbies, you're on module 3 if you're focusing on one module per week, but you can go as fast as or slow as you like. If you're already done, that's great. And you're here because of it. If you are here and you haven't finished the No BS weight loss course, I want you to journal about why you're not doing the basic foundational thing first. Everything comes from your knowledge of the core concepts we teach. And this call is part of that concept. You won't really understand what we're talking about if you haven't been through the course. Okay, so self-love and focusing on loving the process are concepts about helping you to manage overeating and eating off plan, which are both parts of doable hunger. We have a worksheet for this, and that is the discovery worksheet. The discovery worksheet you can find in your planner. So if you have a paper planner, it's in the back of your paper planner. There are 30 discovery worksheets included in the planner. If you want more, you can print out a blank one from the website. So I'm going to show you now where to go to do that. If you're listening on the podcast, you'll go to the main menu, then you go to self-study resources, then helpful worksheets, and then you'll find the discovery worksheet there. Okay, so let me just screen share and show you. Okay. Let's see. I lost my chat. So I'm hoping that you guys can see this is the No BS homepage. Okay. So you come here, see on the left where the arrow is, come down to self-study resources and pull down this drop-down menu. And you're going to go down to helpful worksheets right here. And then once you get to helpful worksheets, you'll see they're all listed here. And if you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see the discovery worksheet right here. Now, here's another option. You can come over and print out all the worksheets. See here, it says No BS Weight Loss Course Worksheets. It's an entire PDF file. So I'll show it to you here. Here. So this one is the entire PDF packet with all your worksheets in it. And they really made it nice. They broke out the worksheets into each, which ones belong to each module for when you go through it. And this is just great to have. Now, when you come here, if you just, let's say you just want to print out this doable hunger cheat sheet, for example, you would just hit the print button and you can just print just this page if you want to. Okay. But here is the discovery worksheet. If you haven't seen one of these, this is perfect. So you're going to fill in the date and you're going to fill this out when you eat off plan, meaning you're eating something that was not on your 24-hour plan, or you ate past enough, or both. And you're going to fill it out as soon as you're able to after that happens. Okay. And I'm going to go through these boxes right here. Before I do that, I just want you to see that, let's see, this is fillable. So see, you could write here cookies on your computer. See how I just typed that? So you can fill this in while it's in your browser. It's a fillable PDF. You'll just want to fill everything in and then download it that way in order for your typed in portions to save. So like you could bookmark this particular web page that has a discovery worksheet and come and fill it in each time you want to use one from right from here. Okay. So we're going to stop sharing. All right, let me get back to my notes. Let's see. All right, let's keep going. So good, we're right on time. All right, why discovery worksheets? So discovery worksheets are a guided way of discovering your habitual patterned thinking and actions around food. So I'm going to tell you a little story to help you understand how important the discovery worksheets are and how much they can help you. Like it is like your superpower discovery worksheets. So I used a similar process when I was in school for teaching like 20 years ago. They were teaching a bunch of us adults how to become teachers. And they said we had to teach a concept to a class of our peers while we videotaped it. And then when I handed in my whole project and my notes, I had to critique what I saw me teaching on video. And when I watched the video of me teaching, that's when I discovered that I was saying, like a lot. I was saying, all right, over and over and over again. And I was saying, okay, 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 okay. So 20 minutes of teaching with a lot of repetition like that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't even notice that I was saying these things. And this is the thing about habits when we're talking about how you are with public speaking, or we're talking about how you are with your food. You have ingrained habits of thinking, feeling, and doing around food that have caused you to have weight to lose. So we have to become aware of what those patterned thoughts, feelings, and actions are around food so we can become aware of them. Now, you can't videotape your thoughts like I did for my teaching lesson when I was in school for teaching, but you can use your memory, to go back to that moment in time, right when you made the choice to eat off plan or overeat, and you put yourself there in your mind's eye. I close my eyes and I picture where I was going into the fridge or taking a second helping. I try to remember what was around me, what time it was. All of those details really matter. And they go on those discovery worksheets. Okay. So it's a discovery. It's an awareness tool. Discovery worksheets are an awareness tool to help you discover patterns of thinking, feeling, and actions around your eating life. Okay. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you my discovery worksheet from January. Okay. Instead of just telling you about it, I want to just show you one. Okay. So you should be seeing the discovery worksheet. Christy, if you can't see it, like I lost my chat. So if you can't see it, just unmute and tell me. I'm going to assume you can see this. So this is from the 12th of January. You can see that I got a public sub. I ate a public sub and chocolate chip cookie dough on the couch and on at the kitchen island at 5:45 p.m. I don't know why this is moving. Hold on. There. Okay. So in this part, you may not be able to see it so well, but it says the reasons I ate were. So this, when you're on this part of the discovery worksheet, the reasons you ate means the circumstances, what was happening, why, what was conspiring in your mind to cause you to eat off plan and or overeat. So my reasons were I was hungry. Notice how it was very bold. You see, I was hungry. I was also wanting variety. So what that means, I know what that means. That means for me, I'm like, I don't want to eat what's on my plan. I want something different. And it was because I see now I had ordered food delivery, like a food delivery service. And they always like, I think it was like a turkey poblano bowl or something. And I had had a lot of them. And my brain was like, I don't want it. I want variety. I want something else. And I also wanted dessert. I wanted something sweet. I wanted one of my my good foods versus better and best, right? From the good, better, best worksheet. So again, the reasons why you eat are the circumstances that you found yourself in, like all the criteria that led to your choice to overeat or eat off plan. The section on the right, I ate because I was telling myself, are any thoughts that you had that cause you to feel in a way that you would make that choice to eat off plan or overeat? So they're usually permissive type of thinking. So my brain offered me, my habit brain, so nice. Go ahead. It's fine. You're being too strict. Just have the cookie dough. So when I was filling this out, it asks, looking back, was I blaming, excusing, or justifying? If yes, what would I like to think instead? Well, I didn't really state if I was blaming, excusing, or justifying, but I will tell you that it was definitely excusing and justifying. The excuse was I'm hungry, right? But we don't, you know, I already had food planned. So that's an excuse. And I didn't really fill this out correctly, to tell you the truth. And I didn't want to change it to make it all perfect for you. This was me kind of like already re-correcting myself. Like, can you just plan this tomorrow? Is it really worth it? That's what I wish I had said. But here, like, just say, like, I was justifying it. I wanted variety. I wanted dessert and I was hungry. Okay. So here's what patterns am I noticing? Too much routine eating, too many delivery meals. I wanted food, like normal food that I would typically eat. I made the choice to have food delivery because I wanted to make my life easy. And it was for a while, but you can see that, you know, my inner person, I call her my inner Heather, was like, I'm tired of the food. I don't care if it's easy. Like, I just want a pub sub. Like, can you just plan that instead of just doing lazy planning and just writing in whatever the food delivery said, you know, that's in the fridge. So I wasn't really listening, like asking myself, Heather, what do you want to eat today? I guarantee you, if I had asked myself that morning, it would not have been a pre-made turkey poblano bowl. It would have been something like a sub or maybe a burger, one of my good foods that is just like delicious, good or better foods, right? Okay, so from the pattern I noticed, I decided that I could think, feel, and do some things differently. So this is where you learn from the discovery worksheet. This is the part like in my video of my teaching, I'm like, okay, how can I stop saying and okay so much? What could I do? So one answer for me was like, breathe more, stop trying to fill every moment with talking. So here, same thing. How can I start to make less routine and lazy planning is what I call it. So that means for me in the morning, I literally, it's not just about filling in a blank. It's about really checking in with yourself and being like, honestly, what do I want to eat today? No BS. This is one of the most wonderful parts of this program. You get to eat what you want to eat, what you truly want to eat. And so you've got to really contemplate that question for a minute. Some of us are very disconnected from our natural preferences for food. But this is when I kind of go through my calendar. I look at my day. I think about like, when was the last time I planned a dessert? Is tonight the night? Do I want to plan a dessert? You know, and you've got to really have an honest conversation with yourself. That's not rushed or hurried, but it's considered. And it's representative of that good, better, best worksheet and really like what you have time to plan and eat that day as well. Okay. So I had also decided to make a weekly food plan and be honest with my time and resources available. Okay. So this box here on the bottom of the discovery worksheet, it says, the most important thing I learned from this overeat or off-plan eat is to mix it up, plan more good and better foods. And when I saw that, I knew what to do. I took my food delivery, I cut it in half. I knew that there would still be days when I wanted the convenience of food delivery and to just pop it in the microwave. But I also knew that for me to have like a fulfilling VIP food experience, which is what I want, I'm going to need to cook sometimes. And I'm going to need to go and pick up some fresh food sometimes, maybe from like the deli or something, like a pub sub and some chocolate chip cookie dough. Okay, so that's my discovery worksheet. But you can see like this bottom box, you can only fill it in about the most important thing you learned as a result of filling out the entire worksheet and really thinking like, what am I missing? Why am I still overeating? Why am I still believing that overeating is going to help me? Okay, all right. I'm going to stop the share. I'm going to get back to my notes. Okay. So you should be more clear on the reasons why you ate versus the section on the discovery worksheet that says, I ate because I was telling myself. So the telling myself is what you were thinking right before you made the choice to eat off plan or overeat. The reasons you ate are about the circumstances around what was happening. Okay. Do it as soon as you can, right after the overeat. If you guys have different like questions about blaming, excusing, and justifying, you can always raise your hand a little bit later and I'm going to take coaching questions on the discovery worksheets. So this is a great time to kind of flip through the discovery worksheets that you have and really look at them and see if you're missing patterns or if you're having trouble knowing what to do as a result of filling in that bottom box. This is what I learned. Okay. So next, I'm going to give you a journaling prompt. So based on what I've gone over, I want you guys to spend 5 minutes journaling about the following question. How can you start to love the process of doing discovery worksheets and exploring your overeating trends? How can you start to love the process of doing discovery worksheets and exploring your overeating trends? I'm going to put it in the chat right now. What feelings are coming up for you is the second part. And so you guys can start now, but I just want to add, what if it's true that the road to your goal weight is paved in discovery worksheets? If that's true, does that change how you feel about doing them? Okay. Go ahead and work for the next. I'm going to give you about 4 more minutes. Okay, about 1 more minute. There's a question in the chat. Are you supposed to do 1 discovery worksheet per day? So the criteria is if you've eaten off plan, or you ate past enough, or both, you'll fill out a discovery worksheet. Let's say you did that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You would fill out 3 discovery worksheets for that day. And it's like a badge of honor. You know how you get a medal for, you know, for each 5K you do? Like as an OBS woman, I want your whole room like covered in discovery worksheets, like you earned your weight loss through that discovery of your patterns. Okay, so we're going to wrap up. You can go ahead and if you want to share what you, any takeaways or ahas from your journaling, feel free to put it in the chat and share. The reasons I ate. So there's a question in the chat. Can you give your explanation for the reasons I ate are and the discovery worksheet? So that's right below the time and the place. There's a section on the left that says the reasons why I ate. If you remember from my discovery worksheet, it was because I was starving, like starving hungry, like hangry. That would be a reason. Another reason would be, oh, my husband brought me home cookies. That would be a reason. Now we know that none of those things force us to eat, but that's the circumstances that you found yourself in that led you to make the choice to overeat or eat off plan. Okay. So the reasons why are the circumstances. Like, remember mine was, I want variety. I don't want it. I want something else. I was bored. Maybe you could put that. Okay. Versus on the right-hand side is you identifying the specific thought that caused you to eat off plan or overeat. I'll never forget last summer, I ended up grab-assing a donut off the counter. And when I did my discovery worksheet, I'm like, okay, go back there. Think about it. It was like mid-afternoon and you went for it. And why did you do that? What were you thinking? And my brain was like, oh, we don't know when we're going to get this again. That was the thought. We don't know when we're going to get this again. That was like such a revelation to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, my inner person wants more donuts. She is grabbing them. She's like really sending up a lot of strong urges because she wants more donuts. So you can bet like what I learned from that discovery worksheet was that I need to plan more fucking donuts. So I stopped grab-assing them and overeating them and making them into forbidden food. You know, they're just food. So I hope that helps. I'm going to just go through a few of these. Okay. I can guess at my thoughts, but they don't feel like the reason. I don't know why I do the off-plan eats. So Janet, that was Janet's comment in the chat. When you think to yourself, I don't know why, you're blocking your own wisdom. You're telling your brain not to figure it out. So that is just definitely not a helpful way to think about it, even though it does feel true, I'm sure. So instead think, I'm guessing at what I was thinking, and I know I'm getting better and better and better at my awareness of my thoughts. So see, you've just programmed your brain to feel confident, to better identify your thinking, that you're a boss at it and you're really good at it. We create certainty and self-confidence with our thinking. So go into the discovery worksheet, you know, knowing that you get to show up and just learn how to do this. Everyone can learn how to do this. You're not broken. I have some members who come into No BS literally not even knowing if they're physically hungry. They've been shutting down hunger for so long. It's normal to not be aware of some things because if you've been shut down from your thinking. It's okay. It's okay to be a beginner. It's okay to do B minus discovery worksheets and just kind of take a stab at it. Think about the first time you ever went into yoga class. You were awkward. It was terrible. You didn't know what you were doing. Like, give yourself permission to be a beginner. It's okay. We all start there. The more you do, the better. I promise you, the better you'll get. All right, it's time for some rapid fire coaching. So we are constraining coaching to specific questions or confusion about discovery worksheets. Okay. So when I call on you, I want you to use the reactions. Is it reactions? Yeah. On the bottom, click reactions if you want to get coached. And then you'll raise your hand once you click those reactions. If you're on a mobile device, you might need to click the three dots and swipe left, and then you'll see reactions there. But I can just say, my question about discovery worksheets is, I don't need a whole lot of backstory. We're going to keep it real simple. Okay, so no one wants to get coached? Come on, I know somebody's got questions on discovery worksheets. Go ahead and raise your hand. All right, Vicky, you're first. Go ahead and unmute.
Okay, I posted in the chat, but I just feel like I'm saying the same thing over and over again.
Okay, tell me what.
Like, especially like the reasons.
Over and over again.
Because I want it.
Okay.
That's a big one. Well, I just want it and I want it now. You know, I feel like I'm that gal off of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that, what's her name?
Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa.
Yes.
Okay. So what is the honest truth about you and your weight loss if you keep saying I want it and eating from that thought?
Well, I think, well, I just got done doing day five of module one of the basics, and that's where she was concentrating on including more of the good foods in the plan, and don't be afraid to include them. And so maybe that's not what I'm doing. I don't trust myself.
Well,
maybe. I don't.
Okay. Well, listen, that's part of it. But you can see that this inner Vicky is loudly saying, I want it. Mm-hmm. And is that because you don't give her permission to eat those kinds of foods?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you learned on the bottom of your discovery worksheet is that in order to be successful with weight loss and get rid of this rebellious overeating, you mm-hmm. have got to give yourself permission, and you must plan for those foods that you actually want to eat. Like when we say you get to eat what you want, you really must plan for the foods that you actually want to eat. Then your work, then all that tension is gone, and you get to meet the moment where you decide to eat on plan and follow your physical hunger to enough you eating those foods. The mm-hmm. tension of having them or not having them, good food, bad food, it's all gone.
Right.
And now you really get to the crux of it, which is, can I just eat the food I really want to eat, but just not overeat it? And then you start peeling away the layers of the onion of weight loss, and you'll get there. I promise. Try it. When I go over this with my clients, they are terrified. They're like, no, you don't understand. I'm the one who can't eat those things. Like, I can't be trusted with ice cream, or like, chips are my thing, Heather. You don't understand. And I said, look, the first time I gave myself permission to plan sweet potato fries, it was a discovery worksheet for sure. Second time, yes. Third time, yes. And then I said, okay. The truth is, by the third time I overate them, my inner person was like, oh, I think she's actually going to plan these whenever we want them. So it's not a free for all. It's, we don't have to grab at it. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, well, every Wednesday is burger night then, and sweet potato fries. And I will plan them every week until they're normal foods again. And then I figured out, like, I really need between like 8 and 15 sweet potato fries. That's enough to not look like puny. It's visually enough for me, you know, and I'll eat probably somewhere between that. And that's like, that's going to be enough for me without overeating. But it's a process, you know, you've got to like allow yourself to overeat sometimes, especially if you've been restricting.
Okay.
Because that's how your inner person will really start to trust you that this is not some restrictive game that mm-hmm. we're playing, you know? All right. I hope that helps.
Yeah. Thank you, Heather.
Okay. My pleasure. All right. Dolores, you can go ahead and unmute.
Okay.
Hi.
I always have trouble with discovery worksheets when I get to the box on blaming, excusing, or justifying. I'm glad you mentioned that you might coach on that. Me, I wrote down, I had to go to the doctor today. I was nervous about a diagnosis that ended with a, you'll die before needing a worst case scenario treatment kind of thing. So I was hungry. I was gone 3 or 4 hours and I got back and I ate what I had planned for lunch, well, part of it. And then instead of getting what else I had scheduled, I went and got a handful of crackers, not very many, just a few, and I ate those. I don't know if I was justifying, blaming, or excusing. I mean, it's not a death diagnosis. It wasn't a great diagnosis, but it wasn't like that. So, but still, the point is, I don't know if I was blaming it, excusing that, or justifying. And I've looked up the words and I really try to focus on the mm-hmm. nuances. I just don't get what it is. So maybe if you
okay.
can
help well, me pull I wouldn't, it apart. I wouldn't get too caught up in exactly classifying the circumstances under which you made the choice to have the crackers. Instead, go back there in your mind. Okay. You had just had your food that you ate. I want you to see what I'm doing. I'm okay. bringing you back there specifically in your mind.
To the moment that I ate?
Yes. What time was it?
About 4:30.
Okay. And you had just been to this doctor and he had said, what now? He said it wasn't life-threatening. What was it?
Well, I have Fuchs syndrome. I'm getting cataract surgery, but I didn't realize that one of the eyes was really bad, so bad. And so he told me that there's nothing they can do about it, that it will progress and get worse. But I'll turn 67 in a couple of weeks. And so he said, you're basically that the disease is going to last longer than I am.
And your life expectancy. Oh, that's lovely.
That was, of course, he was about 30. So,
yeah. Okay. So I want you to notice that, like, intuitively, you told me about this doctor exchange of information, right? And then you're like, and then I ate crackers.
I did.
Okay. So what's the connection? What were the crackers giving you in the moment when you're like, you know, I just really want some of those or whatever you might have thought?
I wanted crunch.
Crunch. I wanted crunch. And why did you want crunch?
Because I was frustrated, ticked.
You were frustrated?
Yeah, ticked, maybe a little bit pissy about it.
Okay. So as a coach, I can see really clearly.
Good.
That. Listen, if I'm in your shoes and I'm you, yeah, I think underneath frustrated and ticked is probably like some emotion from hearing that information at the doctor. And, you know, we like, did you make space to process that emotion or was just crunchy yeah. crackers a great way to distract yourself from
I distracted, those emotions? But then I processed.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is why sometimes the urge to eat off plan or overeat can be a cue. I'm looking for food to distract me. I need to sit in that feelings chair. Do the now process and just process what happened today. This information that the doctor gave me, like what's underneath ticked, you know, what's underneath frustrated? how do I actually feel about this?
Fearful.
Yeah.
Aware. But the fact that I did it, is it closer to, I still want to know, is it closer to blaming, excusing, or justifying? Because I do have trouble.
Well, you said I'm ticked and therefore I want something crunchy.
Yeah.
So you're probably like justifying, well, I want crunchy because I'm ticked and I'm going to chomp on some crackers.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I would put. Just know, honestly, you can't get it wrong.
Okay.
Because the awareness of connecting the circumstances that led to this off-plan eat and how you were feeling, you know, and your choice, they're all related. They're always related. And any kind of inquiry into that or like consideration of what happened is going to help you. Can't do it wrong.
Okay.
Okay. I hope that helps.
So if I leave that even blank sometimes in identifying which one, it's okay. It's more important to do the discovery worksheet.
Yes. The most important thing is the box on what patterns am I noticing?
Okay.
So I might offer for you like, hey, if I'm feeling upset, do I try to distract myself with food? And you could go back in other discovery worksheets and see if that's a pattern. That's why I like to keep all my discovery worksheets together so I can see how my patterns change over time.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, my pleasure. All right. Stella, you're next.
Thank you. Okay. So, hi. So essentially, I lost 40 pounds with no BS. For anyone new, just it's magical. Just give it a chance. Basically, and that being said, basically over the past 3-4 months ago, I had kind of a crazy situation happen where my partner of 10 years relapsed after 5 years sober. And it was like a whole thing. And a lot of my kind of like codependency stuff came up. And I got into the, and I know it's a thought, I don't have time for this. I can't, you know, I can't deal with this. I can't deal with myself. So I completely abandoned discovery worksheets. I still did the daily plan, but it's when something happened, I would just try to sort of like thought switch and like thought manage and not beat myself up. And I just, you know, like I said, just had a thought that I couldn't dive deep into it.
Yeah.
Then essentially, at the time, 3-4 months ago, I was 5 pounds away from my goal weight. And then I gained back 10 during the 4 months. So now I'm 15 pounds away. And, you know, it's like, with all this work that I've done, I would have catastrophized that like nobody's business because I was crazy yo-yo dieter up and down 50, 60, 70 pounds all the time. And I would have, you know, I know I've come a long way, but now what my concern is I've started doing discovery worksheets again as of like a week and a half ago, because I was like, this is clearly what's missing because I'm using all the other tools. And I clearly have some kind of thoughts about doing the discovery worksheet. However, as of like a week and a half ago, I feel like I've gotten so went in answering the questions. It's always just very like, I just want it. I just, you know, this kind of thing where it's like, I know that I had kind of deeper, more intense feelings about not doing it, or I wouldn't have done it. You know, I wouldn't have abandoned it over the past 4 months. But I guess my question is, do I just keep doing that and like accepting that like that's all it is and not like try to, because of course my thought is like I need to make up for like all
the
feelings over the past 4 months. Do I need to like sit and journal for 2 hours? I knew you guys were going to say something like just
okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What are you making it mean for your weight loss and your continuing journey for the next 15 pounds that you stopped doing discovery worksheets, and you kind of just said it there.
That it's not good enough? Is that what you think?
Well, it's not what I think. Like, you're okay. So here you are, and you're looking back on that time, that really, you know, challenging time. You had some weight gain and you stopped doing discovery worksheets. And now that you're ready to start again, what are you making it mean that you had stopped, that you had this big hiatus with discovery mm-hmm. worksheets? What are you making it mean?
I mean, I think I'm making it, you know, the easy thing was I had, you know, the thought that I didn't have time for it and it was just an excuse or whatever for me to fall into kind of habit brain and all that stuff. But mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'm answering your question correctly, but I think I'm feeling like a little daunted by it. And that's why I'm not like really thinking about it and going
in. Why are you daunted by it?
Yeah.
Why?
I think probably everyone on this call can relate to this. It's like the fear is that it's never going to be like, I'm going to always have to like be working on this forever. And of course, when you finally get around to the weight that is like, that you're not considered by others to have a weight problem anymore or like yeah. whatever, you are like, well, so do I just have to do this forever where I'm like working on myself when I obviously like, I'm fine to do it forever. It's like an amazing practice, but like, that's just something my brain like wants to offer up is like, oh, so you're just doing this forever.
Kind of? Like brains are so cute.
So I don't have a problem negative. With doing it forever, but I'll just throw that up there.
Yeah. They're so negative, but you know, that's a negative perspective on it, that it's going to be like constantly pushing a boulder up a hill and to be, you know, it's going to be terrible. So just don't even do it. You know, that's the suggestion that it's making, you know, but what if that's just not true? If discovery worksheets are like my, revealing exercise when I was learning how to teach and I had to videotape myself and I saw myself saying, and okay, 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 all the time. There's no unlearning that. You know what I'm saying? There's no unlearning that. I don't say those things anymore because now I'm aware that that was my habit. So my brain is on it now. Now, could I slip back into it? I guess I could, but I don't think that I'm doing that. And maybe I am a little bit now on camera, but it's kind of like once you become aware of your habits, like the entrenchedness, that's not even a word, the way that they're part of this unconscious habit thing, it takes the roots out of it.
Right.
It makes it easier to change. It's like once the toothpaste is out of the tube, you can't put it back in. You have awareness once you do discovery worksheets. Like I know if I start to think, I don't know when I'm going to have this again, like my donut issue, immediately I'm like, I'm not planning enough of my good foods. Like immediately I know it. It's like being in the first yoga class. Like you're never that unaware again.
Yeah.
You know, I used to teach yoga and I would say, lift up your left leg. And the beginners would lift up their right just because they're like, they're all over the place. They don't know where their body is in space. And it's very normal. But once you go, you get better. And that's the story that your brain isn't hearing back and one that you need to tell it.
Yeah. Like, and I know that like just highly effective people in general, even people that have never had weight issues, like they have this kind of like inner conversation with themselves and like inner audit of their behavior.
Yeah.
And I'm fully bought into that. And I think that's why I'm confused why this happened, because I'm really having You know, I think maybe just wondering if, because I've been kind of trying to, something that I've found helpful a little bit is thinking about the, you know, am I hungry? Have I had enough? I've kind of put it in the context of, you know, this is what quote unquote naturally thin people do. They don't hyper focus on their next meal or whatever, because they haven't been dieting their whole life, because so they're not like thinking about it. So like, this is what they do. And so that's been helpful for me. But at the same time, like when you become that, when you try to become that person, mm-hmm. in my mind, I'm like, but that person doesn't do discovery worksheets. So it's like, I think that might be where I've like overanalyzed it and then created a disconnect between the two things when they, they immediately exist at the same time, you know?
Well, I think what you bring up is just such a great point, because look, the discovery worksheet, it's a tool. And like any tool, it can be used to your advantage or as a weapon against you. Seriously, any tool can be like that. So we don't want to use discovery worksheets in a way that is punishing, or that we're saying, see, we're just never going to get this right. It's a revealing exercise to help you understand your thoughts. Now, you know, as a coach and someone who's been working on thought work for years, many times I can just journal, I just jot down. I don't need to do the discovery worksheets like you guys do. That's like an advanced yoga teacher being instructed in down dog sometimes. And look, I'm going to bend the rules here a little bit. And I'm just going to say, look, if you've been in no BS and you know you're thinking as you're thinking it, you're at that point in the process, you may not need to go through it so like specifically like a beginner would. Mm-hmm. The main thing is that what's always true, no matter if you're a beginner or really like a professional at thought work, is that the thinking always drives the action. Okay. I don't care what level you're at. If you're overeating or you're eating off plan, you're having a thought that's driving you to do that. And your thoughts are indicative of what you believe to be true, your perspective in the moment. Okay. In the case where I was grab-assing that donut, my perspective was one of feeling restricted and believing that, you know, I wanted it because I had told myself I couldn't have it. So that's what we're after. The discovery worksheet is a way that you figure that stuff out. You figure out how your beliefs, which are just thoughts you think over and over again, are driving your actions. And it's our actions around food that create our weight, whether that's to maintain, lose, or you're gaining. Your thoughts and beliefs drive your state of being. Okay. So for you, my advice is, use the discovery worksheets. I would do it just to prove to yourself I can get back on this horse. It's not a big deal, right? I had a thing, and yeah, it worked for me to like not do it then, but I want to do it now. So for you, I want you to journal about why you want to do discovery worksheets.
To prove, and like to you yourself, said, if it's, yeah, like I could do it for whatever, a month. And like you said, if it turns out that, again, you know, I, because I'm kind of like creating a new human, or I'm trying to be like a different kind of person that just doesn't have drama with food. And I don't like the idea of having this like discovery worksheet where I'm like filling in things. I could just be someone that journals every night and like writes down thoughts that they had when they overate. Because like I said, just highly effective people in general journal and like observe their thoughts and whatever. It doesn't have to be this like I'm on a weight loss program for the rest of my life, which is I think where like,
yes,
it's come in.
So keep in mind that that person who's never had a weight problem, when they overeat, and people who've never had a weight problem do overeat,
right?
When they notice, they overeat.
It's like, oh wow, really? But yeah,
obviously. Yes, it happens. Here's how they deal with it. They say, huh, I think I overate. Weird. And then they go right back to eating the way that they know works for them. Now, they don't have to do a discovery worksheet because their habits around eating are creating a state of being with their weight that they're happy with. Okay. If we want change with our weight, then it is our responsibility to at least journal and ideally do those discovery worksheets until you're so clear on what you're thinking that you know exactly what's happening. You know what beliefs are driving that desire to overcome.
Yeah. You could just write a couple once you're in the habit of doing the discovery worksheets and like observing your own thoughts, then you can just write, jot some sentences down, you know, instead.
So congratulations on all your weight loss.
Thank you.
For coming through a difficult period in your life and you know, getting back to what's important to you. I think it's amazing.
It's the best thing for me and everyone else that I do this kind of thing. So
love that. All right. Do your journaling.
Thank you.
Facebook and tag me.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Take care. All right, you guys. Just a few things before we stop. Okay. Today you're going to make a commitment. I'm challenging you. This is your coach challenge. Do at least one discovery worksheet the next time you have an off plan or overeat. If you've never done one before, okay, that's your challenge. Level up. If you are still feel like with your discovery worksheets, like it's a lot of the same stuff and you're trying to figure it out, journal around it. Come to Ask Coaches. Tell us what's happening, you know, tell us what's on your discovery worksheets and we'll help you troubleshoot it. Newbies, move on to module 3 this week. Learn more how to put together the think, feel, do cycle and urges. The first lady I coached would have been really great for her to do the think, feel, do cycle on coming home from the doctor so she could better understand how that's affecting her eating, right? So important. This week's call on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central is with MJ. It's on the course Q&A. Bring all your questions, 10 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday. MJ has got you. The link is on the training calendar on the website. Also, it's just a few days before camp. You can still register for virtual and participate fully. You'll get your swag next week. There will be no calls until next Wednesday. So this coming Wednesday will be the last call and then no more live calls until the following Wednesday because of camp. So I'm going to challenge you. Go through and catch up. Make a list of what you want to catch up on. All of you, I'm so behinders, make a list that you feel good about watching and when you're going to watch them and no more feeling behind. Okay. Check out the April newsletter this Friday. The new Trusting Your Body course is going to be released. Remember, this is the new iteration of the Binge Better course. It's called Trusting Your Body. It's with Corinne and Jane. And I have previewed it and it is amazing. It's like life-changing. I'm so excited. Okay. Thank you everybody for joining me tonight. It's been my honor and my pleasure to be your coach. And I will catch you on the other side. Bye.